awakening in this moment of peace. I give thanks to the source of all peace. I give thanks. I give thanks.
Hello, my friend. It's so wonderful to take some time with you now and invite us both to do what it is we do when we do this, which is an attempt to move beyond that responsibility for time and letting time and space and all become responsive to us responsive to things as they are. The deep felt sense of being a contemplative arises, interestingly enough, not so much from our efforts, but from our ability to step back, step in, open our hearts, and feel and sense a God who moves in the world, a Creator who is present to us now, calling us to deeper life. I know I'm here with you too, and you might be here with me and others longing for that deeper, fuller life, for a life that has an integrity about it and a fullness and completeness. And it's interesting, as we work towards that, part of our work is to pause and give thanks for the promise of it and its actuality that it is right now. Very beautifully, images for the Feast of the Assumption offer us pictures of Mary in the midst of creation. God's temple in heaven was opened and the Ark of His Covenant could be seen in that temple. And then great signs appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with sun and with a moon under her feet and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in the pain as she labored to give birth. There's a deep sense in which Mary, in so many ways, is our mother and our model for the giving birth of our own lives. Male or female, you and I are generative people, but at times life seems or feels dry or lifeless. And I think we turn to times like this to start again to find that depth experience of life that comes within the contemplative experience, the meditative time, the quieting of other things so that our senses come alive. You know, this is a little bit of me saying why, and it sounds pretty complicated even as I think about it, and that's part of it, to move beyond the complications of life and let life engage us and feel and sense the moment as it arises. Right now I'm in a hotel, and this afternoon we're having a wonderful wedding of two friends. And I acknowledged to the women who are outside here and taking care of the rooms that I was going to take a little time and make a recording and look for some quiet. And she acknowledged very graciously. And as I stepped back into the room, I thought, but I wonder if I made any sense. I wonder if she could understand me. And then what is the understanding I'm seeking? And it is the space and possibility, the allowance and support we give each other to this deep sense of sensing, of being here. I think the why we're here is to take the time to enjoy this moment so we can feel the fullness of life. And then not just rush around and grab for more of it. In our good-heartedness, we want to gain more for ourselves, and especially for others. We want to be skillful and capable of making a good life. But as Christian women and men and of other traditions, too, we believe in a Creator who made life, is life for us, and is making life, and is life with us now. The deep why of taking time like this, I think, is coming to that sense of the fullness and completeness of life. Along with that, as I wander here, would be the beautiful encyclical that Pope Francis has written, and the question, why did he take time to write it? He's got a lot of other things he's doing, and a lot of other things to do. And I think it's of the same or related reason. I think his why is to help us in the felt sense, in the reality of a divided and warring world, to behold the integral, the one, the fullness, the completeness that we as Christians call the Christ. Indeed, the cosmic Christ, the one who is before all things and with us now. Behold, I make all things new, he tells us. And that flows with that beautiful reading from Mary, who gave birth to him, that we literally might give birth to God in the world in Christ, birth to a new time, to new hope, to a new sense of completion, to finding together with each other our original unity, the integrity of who we are. And I think Francis, Pope Francis, wrote his beautiful letter to help us find our way there, to take times like this and know some of the things that he wants us to know. He tells us in the beginning of his encyclical that he took the name Francis so that St. Francis would be a guide and inspiration for him when he was elected the Bishop of Rome. He says Francis is an example for us par excellence of care for the vulnerable and of integral ecology, a word I'm using here and will use more often as we take some time, Greg, as he suggested, and I would like to reflect on the meaning of this encyclical, not in a heady, thought-filled way, but a thoughtful way. He talks about Francis as joyfully and authentically understanding this integral ecology, this oneness of creation. He goes on and says, Francis helps us to see this integral theology and calls us to an openness to categories which transcend the language of mathematics and biology. And I'd say parenthesis right here in Dan Riley's language. It takes us to the heart, Pope Francis says, to what it is to be human. And then he goes on and reflects on these deep bonds of affection that Francis had with creation, Francis the Saint, and we can see it in Francis, this Pope. As a teacher and one who proclaims the good news, he invites us to sit with it now, to go beyond measurements and places of physical capacity to the open-heartedness that you and I have when we come to this time, the real why of it. I'm here to be open, to pause and meditate with you, to sense the expansiveness of God and the intimacy of the moment, the mystery of God intimate to us, here and now. And with that, the growing compassion in your heart and mind to care for everyone and everything that's around us, with us, part of our common home. We take times like this to wake up to the deeper realities of who we are and feel the wholeness, find the fullness by being here, possibly by a model of breathing or a mantra or an image or a passage from some sacred text that takes us beyond merely thinking to being absorbed and full of the very essence of life itself, the living God. Present to us now in this quiet moment, I think that's why we come to times like this and why I'm so grateful and I truly have a love for you, that you and I could share this love, this longing, and delight in the truth that we are one. And then to acknowledge that we have a Pope and other great leaders of faiths and traditions and hopefully more and more of political settings and tribes and people who help us, want us to acknowledge, to feel and find our unity so that we might work as one, to be one, for all the little ones who right now are left out often. Left out, I think, because I may not know they're one with me. like the woman outside the door who may still need an explanation of why I'm sitting here being quiet. Why you and I would turn to this time. We have different ways of signaling it and saying it, but the biggest one is the practicing of it right now. So, my friend, thank you for listening in to, for our coming in together, to acknowledge the deep and delight and the joy of the why, the wonder, the wisdom, and the living word that would take us to the well of fullness of life, and finding here that integral truth of who we are, that in the quiet of our heart, the fruit of love will form, and we'll go about happily loving one another. Blessings and peace to you today from Dan Riley and Greg Lacamelli and the rest of the Mountain community. Be in touch with us anytime if you want to direct us towards other ways of communicating or reflecting with you. Right now, peace. Peace right now in our hearts and bodies in the world. May peace be breathed into our heart by the Holy Spirit. And may you and I in our deep breathing now trust the Spirit of peace. Peace. Pace. Paz. Shalom. Salam. Peace.
Awakening in this moment of peace, I give thanks to the source of all peace. I give thanks, I give thanks. Set forth into the day, the birds sing with new voices, and I listen with new ears and give thanks.